Today on Gardening in a Minute, marigolds. The marigold, with its cheerful shades of yellow and orange, is a reliable Florida annual. French marigolds excel year-round, while the large-flowered African types are best for spring. The marigold will grow 1 to 2 feet tall and needs full sun. The brightly colored flowers can be single or double. Try pairing them with plants that have dark-colored foliage to really make the flowers pop. Marigolds are beautiful whether used in planters, mass plantings, or borders. They make great cut flowers and can be used in cooking for both color and flavor. When using marigolds in mass plantings, place them at least a foot apart. They'll fill in to create a ground cover in an open bed or beneath a small tree. For more information about marigolds and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, using your grass clippings. What do you do with your grass clippings? Grass clippings are a valuable energy source because they contain nutrients that plants need. When you mow your lawn, just let grass clippings remain on the grass. They'll slowly break down on their own, saving you time and energy. Plus, they'll reduce your fertilizer needs since the decomposing clippings will add nutrients to your lawn. And as long as you mow on a regular basis, grass clippings left on the lawn will not contribute to the buildup of thatch. If you don't want to leave the grass clippings on the lawn, add them to your compost pile or use them as mulch for your landscape plants. So recycle by using your yard waste. For more information about this and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, snags. Snag is just a colorful name for a dead or dying tree. Snags are important for many different kinds of wildlife. They're useful to birds that nest in tree cavities, including owls, chickadees, and bluebirds. And some species of mammals, reptiles, and amphibians use them too. Snags provide food as well as shelter. Woodpeckers and other small birds feed on the insects that live in snags, and birds of prey often use snags as hunting and nesting perches. Snags are produced by fire, lightning, and other natural events, but you can also contribute a snag to the ecosystem. If you're planning to remove a tree from your property, instead of cutting it to the ground completely, consider leaving a 10 to 15 foot stump for wildlife to use. For more information about snags and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, hummingbird gardens. Hummingbirds are brightly colored birds that are always a wonder to see, and it's easy to attract them to your garden. In Florida, we see three different types of hummingbirds, but the most common is the ruby-throated. This feathered jewel is only about 3 inches long and weighs as little as a single penny. To attract hummingbirds to your garden, choose plants with brightly colored or tubular flowers, like hibiscus or the native coral honeysuckle. Hummingbirds prefer red, orange, and pink flowers, using their long tongues to sip the nectar found within. Hummingbirds nest spring through summer and need a lot of nectar during that time, so make sure you have numerous nectar plants available. You can also provide nectar through a hummingbird feeder. For more information about hummingbird gardens and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, summer bedding plants. Even during the oppressive heat of summer, your Florida landscape can still be home to a variety of bedding plants. For cheery color, try French marigolds. These golden or orange flowers are easy to grow sun lovers and have few insect or disease problems. Melampodium is a tough, drought-tolerant plant that produces a mound of small yellow flowers throughout the summer. As a contrast to these sunny hues, try plants with cool-colored blooms, like the wishbone flower or Tyrinia. This plant will do well in the shade as well as in the sun. If you're looking for standout foliage, coleus and caladiums provide non-stop summer color to your sun or shade garden. Add organic matter to your beds before planting, water and fertilize as needed, and remove old flowers for best success. For more information about this and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM.